He now intends to bring in 4 billion Swiss francs through a rights issue. Share sales in 2015 raised 6 billion Swiss francs. Shareholders had never been keen on the flotation, which would have diluted their returns from the division that contributes most to Credit Suisse's profits. A climb in the share price by more than 50% since July has made a rights issue more attractive. The issue will lift Credit Suisse's ratio of common equity to risk-weighted assets, a key gauge of bank strength, from 11.7% to 13.4%. That boosts it from a middling position among its European peers, but still leaves it behind Deutsche and UBS, its bigger Swiss neighbour. Mr. Tian claimed the quarterly figures endorsed a strategic shift towards Asia, which he announced 18 months ago. He considers the region's newly rich to be ideal clients for a bank which can meet the needs of both their businesses and their families. Credit Suisse's Asian division, like the Swiss Universal Bank, provides wealth management and investment banking locally. Functional divisions serve the rest of the world. To many, this structure looks lopsided. Mr. Tiam is sure that it is working. The Asian wealth management business saw profits rise by two-thirds in the year to the first quarter. The region's markets business tumbled into loss, but Mr. Tiam insists that a change of management will help turn it around. All this should placate shareholders, who have had plenty to grumble about, and whom Mr. Tiam faces at the annual meeting on April 28th. This month he and other executives gave up 40% of their latest bonuses, which had been criticised by advisers to institutional investors. The bosses had hit their targets, but the bank lost money in 2015 and 2016. Better luck this year.